It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Eating that strawberry. That's Hannah. She's eating a strawberry and I'm singing about it. Oh, you got a little on your tooth. Just a touch. Oh, just a smidge.
God, that's you are such a good friend.
Oh man, I'm not gonna let you go for even a second with any visible flaw.
Is it gone?
Let me see. Smile? Perfect. And you got a great smile, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's a good thing you're smiling.
I think
today.
That's what knocks me up from 5 to 6.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Analyze This. To begin this episode, I just want to let everybody know that if you're listening to this podcast regularly, you are the coolest. Straight up, every earbud I've ever met in real life, I just met someone in Missouri, or Missouri, I think as Missourians say, who listens to Analyze This, and I was like, oh my God. Really? Thank you. And then one time I got Instacart delivered to my door and the guy was like, I'm sorry, do you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
That's so funny. You didn't say like, do you have a TV show?
None of it. It was, do you have a podcast? And that's the only thing he knew that I did. Isn't that cool?
Oh my God. That makes me feel cool.
I know. So I just want to let you earbuds know that we think you're super cool for thinking we're cool. No, for relating to the podcast, because it's a special kind of podcast. We laugh, we cry, and we go on tour.
Yeah.
Hannah Gelb, how do you feel about going and doing 3 live shows in the end of September, San Francisco, Pomona, and San Diego?
I am so excited. And also, my improv was so much scarier than doing these 3 shows. Because honestly, I just feel like we're just going to hang out and it's gonna be great.
Are you nervous? Are you nervous about doing Analyze This live?
You know, I'm sure the day of our first show, you'll be like, hey man, so I've been doing this for a long time. Let me like give you some pointers. And I'll be like, okay.
Oh, God. Is that what you're banking on? Is that what you're banking on, my friend?
Okay. Irish for a second.
Point number one, I would say, is like, no matter what, we're going to be nervous. I'm nervous about it too, but like, I'm also super excited because it gives us a chance to meet people who have been supporting this podcast, listening to this podcast. And also, you guys, if you go to the show, we will analyze you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess we are authorized to analyze.
I would analyze all.
Not to analyze, but to analyze.
That's right. I was thinking like people would send their questions like in a little hat, put their questions in a little hat, and then we pull them out of the hat and be like, someone in this room asks, but like keep it totally anonymous as a fun interstitial.
Oh my God.
I know. It's going to be great. So make sure you guys are there. If you haven't already checked it out, it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 21st through 23rd in San Francisco, Pomona, and San Diego. Woo-hoo. Hannah Gelb, where can they go to buy tickets?
You can go to analyzethislive.com.
And a shout out to our earbud who pointed out on Twitter that we could have called it Analyze Live This.
No, Hanalive This.
Hanalive This! Yeah. That's what he said.
That's how cool the earbuds are. Also, some of them have sent me more fanfic to read.
Oh.
So yeah, we're like a little happy family.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh. You know what I'm so excited about too?
What?
Okay, when you are performing on a stage, you get to wear whatever you want. Mm. It's like mostly in life, you have to dress to suit an occasion. Mm. But this is like you're creating the occasion out of thin air. So you can be like, I'm going to wear sparkly heels, and my Sailor Moon dress.
I have to say, Hannah Gebel's already sent me two different outfits that she's planning on wearing on the tour. We have yet to discuss how we're going to do this live on stage or what we're going to talk about, but I have seen two options that you want to wear. Are you going to bring your flower? Or were you looking at the leaves dress too? Were you like, what if I just wore this one?
No, probably my more like magical princess fairy dress.
Okay, you're going to go for straight magical princess fairy vibe. Cool. I'll probably wear my clothes.
Yeah, I was thinking you'll probably wear like a nice linen shirt, like a button down.
I'll wear some tight fitting jeans, my nicer shoes.
Yeah.
And then you guys can let us know what you think of our outfits. So come to the show.
Maybe we should dress each other for the show.
Whoa. Wow.
You think people will be able to tell? Probably, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Oh my God, do you remember that time that we went shopping and we at the same time we were like, look at that jacket, and we were looking at two different jackets.
They were both like, wow, look at that jacket. We're like, yeah, that's an amazing jacket, and immediately beelined to two separate jackets.
Yeah, but they were like very close to each other.
Yeah,
and yours was rainbow plaid.
I know. Didn't I buy that sweater?
Yeah, you did.
I wish I kept every piece of clothing I ever owned.
I wish I kept a picture of you wearing that sweater with your red pajama bottoms.
I have that picture. It's in my Gmail.
Oh, my God.
I gave it to you.
Yay.
So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to be talking about ourselves, our lives, and our feelings. Hannah Gell, let's do a how's life lately. How's life lately for you, bro? What's been the haps?
Well, it's been pretty good. It feels good at this moment. Yesterday.
Despite being hungover?
I'm so hungover.
Could you guys tell?
My eyeballs kind of hurt.
She's had them closed.
I had an improv show last night. It was last class's last show. So it was my level 6 improv graduation show.
Whee!
And it went really well. We had a lot of fun and everyone was like vibing with each other really well. And then we all hung out and I had like 100 drinks and it was like a really great night.
Yeah. I like how the number of beers, as you recall, it goes up this morning on the phone. Hannah Gell was like, I had 40 beers. And then she got here and she's like, I don't know, man. I had like 100 beers.
Seemed like a lot. Yeah. Also, I did Ariana Grande at karaoke.
Whoa.
Which is totally out of my range and depth as a karaoke. That? Dangerous Woman.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's amazing. You know, Maggie has a joke that every time she goes to get her hair cut and the person convinces her to like color her hair, Dangerous Woman plays. And it's just Maggie surrounded by shampoo bottles like, Dangerous Woman.
Oh my
God. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That must have been cathartic.
It was great karaoke. It was a really good crowd improv. Great karaoke crowd. Like everyone's just there to support you.
Are you gonna like? I've started and quit every club I've ever joined. Every single one, even
oh,
clubs.
That's not true.
It is absolutely true. Yeah, I don't have any shame about it. It's
can't last forever.
Yeah, that's right. But like, no, I've never finished any of those things. But so, what happens next? Do you guys stay friends? Like, do you?
Well,
keep
we
in touch?
Have. So we have 3 more shows that we get to do because we're level 6, they just like give us 3 more shows to
do. They give you like 3 slots and you guys can go in and do your show. What's the name of your troupe?
Freeze Frame.
Aww.
Shout out, Freeze Frame.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that is such an improv troupe name.
Yeah, I know. We do. We like to do a little Freeze Frame high five after every show that we do.
That's magnificent.
Yeah. And you'd probably, earbuds would like to know that the person I was thinking about texting in the previous episode and asking him, would you like to have sex with me? I actually kissed that guy last night. I'm really glad I did not text him that.
Why?
Because
his kisses
he then sent me a text this morning that said, I just want to be friends.
Whoa.
Yeah, but that's cool. He's a super nice guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, he was on the fence about it before. But I kid. Okay. Well, earbuds, if you're playing along for Hannah Liza's bingo, you can go ahead and check that one off.
Yeah.
Do you guys end up staying friends? I guess you'll know that after the third.
No, I think so. I mean, we've been through so much together. Mm. Oh, and in this last class, we would do like, at the beginning of class, we would do standing in a circle and like sharing about our feelings. Mm. And it felt so wonderful. Oh. I was like, why don't we do this all the time?
What'd you guys say? Oh, you went around being like, Just want to say,
like our teacher would be like, okay, today we're all going to answer the question, what's something that you're very proud of? Or like, what's something you're really embarrassed about?
Aww.
You know? And it's just so rare that you're like actually honest and open with people in a group in any setting. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd want to recall something I'd be embarrassed about right before doing a live show.
Well, no, this is like in class.
Oh,
it's like a class
exercise.
God.
I thought I was going to be like, guys, when's a time that you really failed?
That's funny you say that because let me tell you, yesterday at this time of day, I was like in despair because I was like, oh my God, I feel so tense and anxious because I'm a perfectionist and I'm a perfectionist about trying to not be a perfectionist. And I'm going to go on and I'm going to try to be perfect and then I'm going to ruin the whole show. And that means I'm a failure in improv. And
because
also,
the show was that night and this was all like your anticipatory feeling.
And, yeah. And I'll never succeed at anything and like blah, 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 blah.
I only texted about it.
Yeah. I said, that's right. I sent you a text.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's how serious it was.
Well, a couple weekends prior, though, we had a talk that I think, you know, I hope kind of helped like compartmentalize the feeling a little bit because, you know, something that I always talk about with my therapist is the boardroom of people, right? And we talked about it last time of like, well, for me, it's a boardroom, but it's just all the little figures in your life. So if it's a dinner table, if it's a couch, if it's a whatever, but in my head, I picture a boardroom and there's, you know, the me, like all the different versions of yourself and your like fear person or whatever we said is like a very angry old wizard. It's just that's, like, ah!
Yeah, yeah. Why did we say he's a wizard though?
Because he's so, I don't know, because he's like jumping up and down and yeah. We were in the pool, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do. But I just don't remember why we decided he was a wizard.
It can be anything you want.
It can be anything, yeah.
Does it feel like it's something, what feels more right then?
Like a tiny angry person.
A tiny angry person. Okay. Like a tiny angry person with no magical powers.
Yeah, no. I don't want to give him that. I don't want to give him any advantage that I don't have.
Oh, there you go. Maybe it was a wizard a couple weeks ago, but now you've been able to turn it. You're like, well, this guy's not a wizard.
Oh, it's just a member of my family. Just kidding.
Speaking of family, I don't know. I need to analyze this.
What's going on, buddy?
Well,
well, first, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine. Well, I think I'm doing pretty great because I'm about to take a break. Let's go. Sorry, man. I just feel so comfortable right now. You know, just lounging around here in my underwear. No, I feel so comfortable because I'm wearing Tomboy X underwear. You're familiar with Tomboy X, right, Hannah Gill?
Of course. They're so great. They're not very highly... They don't feature a lot in my rotation of underwear because I'm afraid of wearing them because I don't want anything to happen to them, which is...
They're precious.
Kind of my life in a nutshell, really... But
you know,
they're super comfy and cute.
Ooh, what's the cut?
It's like a bikini brief, I think. And it's red. Oh, but it has like a cute old-fashioned like waistband, you know? That like, kind of thick waistband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cute bikini brief right there. Also, they not only make that, they make boxer briefs, they make trunks and boy shorts, and Ella actually wears some of her Tomboy X underwear as just straight up like shorts under dresses.
Oh, she's such a bold artist.
Tell me about it. Well, if you guys want to be a bold artist of your own design as well, why don't you slip on something a little bit more comfortable and head to tomboyx.com/Hanalyze to check out their special bundles and peck bracing. Also, Hanalyze This listeners get an extra 15% off with the code Hanalyze. Again, that's the code Hanalyze for an extra 15% off. So ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear. Go to tomboyx.com/Hanalyze. Yeah, no, I'm fine. I mean, I'm not great. I mean, I feel a little terrible today, but I was thinking, so my period's late, which it never is, and it just sucks. I'm just in an empty place, which is, it's kind of shitty because, like, you know how you feel so guilty for not being in a good mood, and you're like, all I want to do is be alone, but then the people that love you are like, well, all I want to do is be near you if you're not feeling great, and I'm like, okay, but, like, you really just want to be alone?
And then sometimes being alone actually doesn't help, but you can't feel it, figure out if it would help. And then you're like, oh no, it's not helping.
Yeah. It's like trying to sleep in an uncomfortable bed. It's the emotional princess and the pea where it's like, no matter if I'm, you know, sometimes, and this happens to be the place I'm in right now. And I think it's because I'm just tired, but like, walking, sometimes nothing helps. Right.
Right. It's like after Sirius dies in Harry Potter book 6. Spoilers.
And doesn't he die at the end of book 5? Order of the Phoenix. Or he falls into the veil. End of book 5.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, bro. Wow. Everybody, just so you know, it's been proven here today. I'm the bigger Harry Potter fan.
I'm so sad I got that wrong.
That's okay. It was years ago. You know?
It's like my nerd card will be revoked.
No.
I can't read way too much Raylo fan fiction for that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. So yeah, very Princess and the Pea feeling where it's like, you just got to wait for time to pass because it's like, I know I'm going to feel better. And I was actually talking to Hannah on the drive in. I was like, you know how I know I'm really depressed today? I don't even want to drink, you know? It's like, oh man, but it's the weekend.
Dude, that's the same for me. I just can't do it.
Yeah, which is probably a good thing because as you said, like, alcohol's a downer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if you guys didn't know that, alcohol's a downer. Sorry, I'm just trying to like, is it too hard? Are you okay? Like, I was trying to like recreate the conversation we had in the car about alcohol.
Right.
Yeah, because they weren't there.
They weren't there. You're right. I did say alcohol's a downer. Yeah, it is downer. Big time.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of the state of mind I'm in. Well, I'm just having this debate. So I guess my grandma died, but I don't know her at all and barely met her a handful of times. So I've been getting a lot of contact from my dad and his side of the family. And I think that hasn't helped. That may have actually made my ovaries stop.
Dude, stress can totally affect your period.
Well, I just like, he sent me a picture of her dead body. He texted it to us. I was like, grandma's dead. Here's a picture. And we were like, wow. And Naomi texted me being like, there's something wrong with this man. Yeah. I was like,
yeah, I don't think people do that normally.
But you know,
call will suffice.
Yeah, I don't know. But like, I know. I remember one time my friend was telling me that their mom sent a picture of their family pet after it had died, like the dead cat. And everyone was like, what the fuck? Like to the group chat, like Snowball died, and it says a picture of a dead cat. Yeah, it's like that, except it was a human.
That is your dad is so weird.
It was weird, but I also feel kind of bad for him because, like, you know, I get it. Kinda, he's like, maybe they'll want to see her. You know, I don't think it came from a bad place.
Really weird place.
Yeah, I think he just probably is like a little bit like not too emotionally in tune with. I don't know, other people, but so, you know, it just kind of sucks because of, like, the funeral's tomorrow in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh my gosh.
Where she was with my uncle. Mm-hmm. And
this is your dad's mom?
Yeah. And
Grandma Dottie?
No, that's my mom's mom.
Oh, okay.
And so, of course, I'm getting all these, like, you know, you're welcome here. And I'm like, yeah, what? Like, so that makes me feel weird. Like, whoa, mm-hmm. whoa, whoa. Am I not welcome? Like, why does somebody have to tell me I'm welcome? Should mm-hmm. I go? Should I not go? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I was talking with Ella about it yesterday. And I was like, you know, it's an hour and a half to Phoenix. You know, we can leave in the morning. We can be back by 4. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I wasn't close with her, but I think my aunts are cool. And like, you know, it's a loss. And like, for whatever baggage me and my dad have, like, that sucks. His mom died. Like, the kind of person I want to be is someone that pays those respects, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I get a text from another aunt that's like, heard you're not coming. We get it. Hope you're well. And then I was
Wait, what?
Yeah, because I mean, I didn't be like, hey guys, here's my flight info, because that's not, we don't have that kind of relationship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I was trying to figure out what time we could fly in, rent a car, come back, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so then, after I got that text, what did it say? I can tell you exactly what it said, because I got it last night, before going to bed. And I'm
This is why you should turn off your phone.
I know. And I was going to bed early, too. I was getting ready for bed at 9:30.
Oh, God. I was like on my 38th beer at that point in the night.
I was asleep by the time of your first text. All right. Let me see. Where is this? Oh, yeah. Here we go. It says, hi, period. Sorry you aren't joining us, comma, but I get it. Know that you will be missed.
Oh. Well, now I feel weird because... you saying you want to be the type of person who would pay those respects is sounds so great. And I'm pretty sure if I was you, I'd be like, I'm not going to go.
Yeah, I just can't tell what to do. Like, I don't know. It feels so weird to be told you're welcome. And I'm like, I'm welcome despite? Like, what are you talking about? I'm welcome. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. You know, is it because I'm gay? Is that why I would think I wasn't welcome? Sorry, but in my reality, that I don't equate those two. Is it because, like, my dad and I don't really talk? Is that why I wouldn't think I was welcome? Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. So it always feels so weird. But that's always the tone they take. And they also always say, you know, we love you for you, not you as a celebrity or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what? You know, they're like, we loved you before you got famous. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's weird.
I mean, how would you respond to that? And also it shows that they have no idea the kind of work I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not like selling my soul by any shred of the imagination, you know?
No, not at all.
We have a very cool small podcast and a great community of people that have supported the career that I've had. And like, it's just like, I'm not selling out.
No, dude, you have a volunteer organization.
Yeah, well, it's more there. I can't take any credit for it. It's all totally self-organized.
Dude, I don't know. I'm your doctor now, as you said to me on the last episode. I've decided you don't have to go to this. And you know what? Not going to one thing doesn't mean anything about you as a person.
I just feel weird because I want to make a decision that's only influenced by what I feel compelled to do. And I feel all these other influences right now.
But is this one of those situations where this is like the hugest question of life? You know, I feel like that's how I want to be in every decision. And then I'm like, but there are decisions that also, that is not as important.
Yeah.
That's what other people want, I guess. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a unique scenario because it's like, normally I have a lot of clarity, but anything involving members of my family, et cetera, it just, everything goes gray. I'm mm-hmm. just like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I should do. Of course, so I showed that text to Ella and Ella was like, we're going. She's like, well, now we have to go. And I was like, well, now I don't want to go. And we were planning on going, but now it's like.
But you don't know for sure. So that you got these weird texts that are like, you're welcome here. And then you're like thinking about what this could mean.
Well, it's more like, this is how that makes me feel. Oh. I feel this way now, mm-hmm. you know, because it's like, I know that their intentions are not bad. I'm sure they're being like, you're welcome here, Hannah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it reminds me of all the reasons why I don't feel welcome. You know?
Yeah.
That's what it is that all, it's just like, I just don't even know. I don't know. I don't know if it would be a relief to go because it would be a relief from regret or if it would set my week off in a weird direction. I'm flying to Australia next week. Like, I just don't know what to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's no wrong or right way to go about it.
Yeah, but like, okay, as my friend, not my doctor, what do you think I should, like, give me, like, I just need feedback.
Well, it's there's, like, wisdom in going and wisdom in not going.
Well, so I tried to figure something, because, like, also, my dad didn't say congratulations about getting engaged, obviously, and so.
What?
Yeah, this is Jehovah's Witness, and we don't talk.
I don't know, that's fucked up.
It is the way it is. So when I started getting all the texts and being like, do you want this of grandma's or this or that? And obviously he's in grief and he's mourning. I wrote back like, did you hear that I got engaged? Mm-hmm. And he actually wrote back like, is it to Ella? She seems nice. And that's a lot, you know? He's like, you seem happy. That makes me happy. I'm like, that's nice, you know? And mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm going to flip-flop on my earlier,
oh my God.
My earlier advice. You might want to go because as a person who spent most of their life not doing things, I feel like there's always something to be gained from doing something like this.
Yeah.
Even if it's like kind of weird, you'll probably have some kind of a connection with family. And who knows? Like, who knows what'll happen? You know, if you don't go, all you'll know is like, I didn't go. And that's fine. But maybe you'll have some, I don't know. Well, now it's like, I'm like, oh, this is like a rom-com dramedy where you like drive out there with Ella and it's like, Hannah Hart is on her way to see her family after the manly matriarch died.
God, I want
what kinds of revelations will happen? Maybe nothing.
I want it to be that so bad. I feel like I don't have any clarity on the subject because I don't have any clarity about how I feel about them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I always feel like perpetually guilty, like I'm not giving them enough attention or I'm letting them down or blah, 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 blah. But then I'm like, well, why do I feel that way? Like, what do I, it's not even about owing them something, but it's like, can't they just let it go? Like, that we just don't have that close of a relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I just am trying to have a happy life, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be told that, like, I'm not there because I don't feel welcome. I'm not there because
I'm not interested in talking to any of you.
It's like, I just am a very close person and I don't know them and they don't know me. So that's okay. You know, I think it's because they're five siblings and a ton of cousins and they're such a close Jewish family. Mm-hmm. They're so close. And I think that they must assume that we must be desperate for that closeness. But I'm just like, you guys have a family. That's nice. It's a great family, guys. Have a good time. I'm not rejecting you. I'm just trying to live my little life, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, God. And even when Grandma Sandy was sick, like she was getting sick or like getting, you know, my dad would be like, oh, it's really hard right now because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, taking care of a parent is real tough. Mr.
You're like, yeah, you know, it's hard when your dad leaves when you're 12.
Yeah.
And then you raise your mom by yourself.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So anyway, I just don't feel that.
It's really tough, dude. I'm sorry. I mean, family is so confusing and weird. I feel like for me, maybe it looks like, oh, either way, we'll be fine. But I could see how for you it would be like,
I just don't want to like trigger myself. Yeah, that's it. Is that I don't feel stable. I guess that the answer is that like I don't feel my most like healthy Hannah self right now. And mm-hmm. It would be potentially a very upsetting situation to kind of put myself in, not because of.
Right. I mean, this is tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And you said you've been feeling really down today.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, like, no. Okay, I'm your doctor again. You can't go. First of all, you need to rest.
Yeah.
You've been traveling a ton.
Yeah.
You're going to travel again. You have to have, you said you've been like running yourself ragged. Now you're going to like do the right thing, quote unquote. But like at what cost?
I know. And I always end up doing the right thing. Like I always end up being the one that's like, well, I'll put my body on this plane and I'll do it. And I'll muscle through. And then when that's over, I will still be physically alive. So here we go. But I just can't. Behind, you know what it is? It's like I barely have enough like comfort and compassion for myself right now. And I don't know where I would even manifest it to people who are truly grieving for their loss.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be apathetic. I don't want to be like, oh, I don't want to be half-hearted in going, you know?
Oh my God, you are so... You're such a good person.
Oh,
I cannot believe the standard you're holding to yourself right now. Do you know how many people go to family funerals and are like probably on their phones the whole time? They're not like, oh gosh, is my whole heart here? Am I in this right now?
That's how I feel, yeah.
But, like, no! Nobody does that!
Ella said, I'm pretty sure families only get together for weddings and funerals. So, I mean, it's kind of like a reunion. And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe I would go to the... I just don't think... I don't have the energy to manifest
it. Dude,
it
sounds like
I can't fake it.
It'd be super. It sounds like it'll be really draining. Really draining.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, wow, am I really going to hug my dad as he cries about his mom? Do you know how many times I would have loved to be hugged as I cried about my mom?
Dude.
A bajillion, bruh. But
dude.
Then also, I don't feel. God, I just wish I could feel like confident and like. Pettiness, like being like, ha ha, tit for tat. I don't feel that way either.
You're too complex.
I'm gonna eat a strawberry too.
Go for it, man.
Yeah, I don't think I should go. I think it would be not good for my. I think that the reality is,
Hannah Gelb is in LA right now, and I'm staying at your house tonight. And if you leave tomorrow morning, what am I gonna do?
Anything you want. You'll probably have a great day. Got two cats, a gravity blanket, a PS4. One mouthy 20-year-old, you'll be fine.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well,
Maggie's the mouthy 20-year-old.
Well, tune in a couple weeks where we reveal whether or not I do end up going. I don't know. I feel like I'm a verbal processor and I really just needed to, I don't know, hash it out a little bit. I'll probably debate a little bit more, but now I kind of feel like since realizing that I wouldn't be able to come at it from the right place anyway. Maybe this is, you know, because like also I don't talk about my dad or his side of the family in therapy at all.
Mm.
And maybe this can be the start of that.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, if you go and you're already feeling like not really good, like in your happy place, or you're, it's kind of like you risk like hurting yourself and hurting them for like no reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know what one of my aunts said to me once, one of the elder ones?
Oh God, what?
Her daughter's gay. And she was like, you know, because she was raped. I was like, so I don't know if on the eve of my engagement, I really want to go. You know, people believe that, dude. People feel that way. People say that shit. Hannah's just speechless. She's just shocked. Yeah. People say that. It's a real thing. We live in a bubble, dude.
Wow,
we're Californian.
You're right.
We live in a effing bubble,
oh,
man.
Oh, God. It's all over.
Fucking bubble. Yeah. So I, last time I saw them, that happened. So I don't really want to go back to that either.
I don't know why you would ever, ever associate with anyone who says that ever.
Not close. So anyway, I'm welcome though. So very good, guys. We'll let you know what happens. Tune in next time as we talk about more things. And in a couple weeks, I'll be back from whatever this episode recording was. Hannah Gelb, are you so excited to go on tour?
I literally am vibrating in my seat.
But you know, when we're on tour, it's really important that we make sure that we keep our energy levels high, but not too high.
That's right.
Yeah.
We need like Four Sigmatic.
Yeah, for a nice, natural, healthy, caffeinated boost. But also Four Sigmatic has hydration blends,
right?
Which I think would be also really good to take on tour.
And they have elixirs, mm-hmm. which are not, have no caffeine, but they just like fill your body with
and
magic.
And we're going to be hugging people and meeting them. Mm-hmm. So we should probably also bring some of the immunity
toothpaste?
Blends.
Oh, sorry. No, immunity.
Yeah, but also toothpaste. I mean, truly also toothpaste, but also any of the immune boosting properties you find in a Four Sigmatic cup.
That's right. Then that is a very Hannah Hart thought to have.
I don't know why the word immune boosting is so hard for me to say.
Well, we could do the whole episode like this.
Yes, let's do it. In fact, actually, let's tell you guys to head to foursigmatic.com/hanalyze where you'll get 15% off your entire order. I lost it. Can you do the voice the whole time? Let's see. You try.
When you head to foursigmatic.com/analyze, you'll get 15% off your entire order. That's 15% off any order placed on Four Sigmatic's website. But you have to use
I heard
my
it.
Special URL.
Keep
Damn
going.
It. Please. foursigmatic.com/analyze.
Now the hardest part.
It's spelled F-O-U-R. SIGMATIC.com/analyze.
Oh, man. Okay, let's get back to our real voices.
So hard. Oh, my God.
Hannah Gelb, do you want to say to the girls?
Can I tell you one of my favorite bits from last night?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so I went onto stage with this other guy, and we pull up chairs, and then we're, like, I thought we were going to have a two-person scene, but then these two other guys kind of just come on, and everyone's in a chair, and then one of the guys, like, faces us, and his back is to the audience, and then someone said, I love the new Uber. Anyways, this is really hard to explain. The point is, at one point, one of my teammates was like, wow, so what's it like being the only woman in this situation? Which I think was kind of
That's
like
oh,
a play on words, or not a play on words, but there's only two women in the class. But he was like, you must be getting like really turned on right now. And then I was like, well, it has been a while. And then everyone was like, ha, 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 ha. I was like, that's not even improv. That's just the truth.
Well, that's what comedy is. It's
right?
true. I like the Uber line.
Yeah.
And if I could feel happiness or joy right now, I'd reflect that in my tone of voice.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Last night when you texted me and you were like, what time is your show? I was like, maybe Hannah Hart is secretly coming to my show with you. But that's okay.
Oh, good. So I let you down. Great.
No. You know what he did? He gave me like a little extra pep in my step.
Aww.
I was like, gotta make Hannah Hart proud.
No, I didn't even pick Ella up from the airport. She's like, you pick me up? And I was like,
You can't pick people up from the airport when you're not your best self. I mean, come on.
I mean, we travel so much.
You guys travel. I don't.
And you know, the funny thing is, I don't like to be picked up from the airport. I hate the coordinating.
Oh.
I hate getting in the car. I hate the, like, trying to get the ride. I'm just like, I'm going to beeline for a taxi. I will take it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I always feel like,
faster.
You know, and I'm all about efficiency.
That's so true. That's so funny. I feel like I hate not having someone to pick me up because it makes me feel so incredibly not loved.
Oh my God.
And okay, you know, my mom and dad are retired and they live really close to me now. And I asked them if they would drive me to the airport before I went to Illinois. And it was like a really early flight. It was like at 6 or something. And I was like, does anyone drive me really early? And then my mom and dad were like,
no.
We'll give you money for a Lyft.
Well, you can't use that as a reflection of love because obviously Ella and I love each other very much.
Obviously.
She
and you
would
know
not
what?
Drive me at 4 a.m. either.
I probably wouldn't want to drive.
You're not going to get it. There you go.
Maybe that's like a holdover from like the 20s when people I feel like that.
Did you know engagement rings are made up by the De Beers company?
Wait, what?
Oh, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You mean the tradition of engagement rings?
Well, started in the 1920s.
Oh, of course it did.
Yeah.
Those fuckers.
I know. Or 1930s. Yeah. Yeah. Engagement rings are totally fake.
So it's just,
just a campaign. It's an ad campaign that we all do. The American engagement ring is an ad campaign started by De Beers in the 1930s, telling people they have to buy a rock to prove their love.
Wow.
I know. But hey, all tradition started somewhere, am I right?
That's right. I'm sure if it hadn't started, I mean, everything is about money in the end.
Yeah. So take that home, kids. Speaking of money, we would love it if you bought tickets and came to Analyze This Live, where you can see us live. And it's a month from now, which I'm sure will be a much, much better place.
Oh my gosh, yes. And it'll be so fun. And we're all just going to laugh and probably cry. And we're going to be like that scene in Mean Girls where that one girl is like, I just have a lot of feelings.
Yeah, it'll just be like that on repeat. So come on down. We'll be in San Francisco Friday, September 21st. Pomona, California, Saturday, September 22nd, and Hannah Gelb's hometown in San Diego, Sunday, September 23rd. It'll be great. And make sure you click like, rate, and review this great podcast, and listen to all the episodes a lot. Do you have anything you want to say? Like goodbye? Or?
I agree with everything you said.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Is there a better note we can end on? Sometimes there's not. Love ya. Bye.